Hi everyone, thanks for coming along. I just wanted to make a very basic point talking about this new report that's just come out, this so-called secret report, that what it actually talks about is the fact that for 40 years governments have failed to help Aboriginal people get out of poverty. They've actually completely stuffed up at every level. And yet the really dangerous, poisonous thing I think about the situation in Aboriginal politics, the situation that Jenny Macklin presides over, is that what is going to be the result of this is going to be more blaming of Aboriginal people and probably more cuts to Aboriginal programs. And this is exactly what the intervention is about at every level. Rather than looking at the disgusting gross poverty that we see in the Northern Territory and understanding that this is about what the Australian state has done to Aboriginal people, starting with massacres and continuing through missions, all forms of assimilation, neglect of funding at every level. Rather than pointing the finger where it squarely deserves to be pointed at the likes of Jenny Macklin, they turn around and blame Aboriginal people. And that is at the heart of the intervention. Look at the basics card. The basics card does bite. It's a shameful policy. And the reason is that rather than looking at the causes of Aboriginal poverty, the basics card sends a message loud and clear that the problem is the way that Aboriginal people spend their money. The reason that there's poverty for Aboriginal children is because Aboriginal parents don't look after them. That's what the basic card says again and again across Australia, and that is the most disgraceful lie. That is just beyond a joke to actually be blaming the victims of government policy. And yet that's what the basic card does. And instead of recognising the massive wastage, $4,000 per person per year in order to control people's income, instead of recognising that and abolishing it, they're trying to take this into New South Wales and around the country. And we're really inspired by the fact that people in Bankstown and the site were introduced and said, we don't want this in our community. This is not good social policy. This is bad social policy. This is policy which is going to further stigmatise the poorest. This is policy which is going to give Centrelink bureaucrats the ability to look at people and judge them based on their race or based on their poverty and decide whether they think they're fit parents, whether they think they know how to spend their money. This is policy that divides the community. This is policy that does not address any of the real social problems in places like Bankstown, in places like the Northern Territory. And yet this is what Jenny Macklin's propagating. You know, she's upstairs talking about stronger futures, which, you know, they've made a lot of hullabaloo about the fact that they're doing consultations around this, as if it's some new policy. But when you read it, it's an absolute blueprint for more of the same failed policy. The $2 billion that they've spent on the intervention, they'd spend it again because they have no other policy solution, no other plan for Aboriginal people. But I think the exciting thing is that through this campaign, the self-determination option, the real alternative to the intervention is starting to come together. And you know, the 11-point document that we're handing out here today that people are mobilising around, I think is a really inspiring, you know, basis for our campaign to actually say we don't want more of the same. We don't want more top-down policy. We don't want more government control over people's lives. We actually want support for people. We want self-determination. We want community control. We want housing for all the communities. We want jobs. These are the things that are going to make a difference. And yeah, I mean, Macklin up there talking to the Sydney Institute about, you know, this wonderful new policy which is more of the same. They tie themselves in knots trying to distance themselves from the Howard government because that intervention, you know, that hurt people's feelings, but ours is so different. I'm sorry, Macklin, I've missed it as to what the absolute difference was, because you backed the intervention at the time and there has been no change. It's a total continuation. So I think it's really important that despite our small numbers, we're out here to say we are a real force. The movement against this policy is a real force, and they know it. And they know that when these intervention laws are up at the end of next year, in the middle of the next year, they've got a serious problem. What can they show for it? Actually, all the statistics show people's lives are getting worse, and yet they continue to peddle it because they have no other option except to blame people and to continue to push them into the dirt and to continue to centralise them. And all the policies that we've seen fail again and again, this is what Macklin stands for. So I think it's really good that we're here making our point, and shame, Jenny Macklin, you deserve the sack.